Let's do silent practice. Every day we do guided meditation, but today we are doing our own. We will see how we feel about it. May peace be with you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Okay, how was that silent meditation?
Pretty good.
Good? Yeah. It was challenging?
Mostly good.
Okay, mostly good. That was good, good, good.
Why?
Yeah, that's good, right? Yeah. So you have any question to ask this morning? One thing I know last Saturday, I gave a Dharma talk. Some people are really confused. And same time I can see people who are confused, they are really happy about it, they learn. And they said it is amazing. Finally they figure it out. Some people email me, message me. And so that means everybody is thinking, which is wonderful. Even this morning Steve talked about it too. Finally he said, I got it. I'm very happy. So maybe you have some confusing questions, areas of your practice. Is there anything you want to ask? Mm-hmm.
And you can actually see it in your practice as being such a positive thing. You know? But I think it also, I think I was talking to Stephen one day last week,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like that point where you know, that confusion, your ground is kind of pulled out from underneath you.
Right,
it's
right. Kind
of, it's threatening.
Right. Threatening, and also you are going, you know, away from your uncomfortable areas in your life, you know, a little bit uncomfortable. I think we have to face to it, that uncomfortable feeling. Otherwise, how we are going to learn, right? And now think about, you know, the story this when Siddhartha, he left the palace. Now think about, do you think he has lots of fun after he leave the palace? No, now think of being in the palace, having that luxurious royal life, after we go back, you know, real world, he didn't have fun. Everything was emotionally, physically, everything was challenging. Those challenges helped him so much to learn and be the Buddha. And finally what happened is effect into the whole world because of that commitment. So it's amazing to me, actually, those challenges. Yeah. So therefore I'm always asking, when you are really practicing, go beyond that comfortable areas in your life, you know, then open up a little bit more into that areas. How you feel that uncomfortable feeling. Yeah. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm.
But how it's possible to get comfortable with not being comfortable.
Right.
And how little subtle things regarding boredom, gen on me,
mm-hmm.
how our lives have these lots of moments
mm-hmm.
that don't make sense. And I think in the back of my head something's wrong. You know? But with the meditation, you can catch that. You can see yourself doing it.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it is not crazy, that means you are enlightened.
Yeah.
Nothing to worry, right? All good then, right? We all are crazy. That's why Buddha said, if people are ordinary, all ordinary human beings are crazy and lunatic. That's the word of the Buddha. I just translated, right? All the ordinary people are crazy and lunatic. We all are. That's why we are here. And so it's really good to understand that. Yeah. So, anything else? Any other thoughts?
Well, I think there are three things. This is my own observation. There are three things we're doing when we're meditating.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all part of the eight-part path. And the first one is being mindful of what's going on around us, the sound, feeling. Second one is concentration, because we're always coming back to our breath. And the third one is breath effort, because we are evaluating thoughts that they come up, are they good, are they bad. If they're good, we want to strengthen them. If they're bad, we just want to drop them. So we're getting used to dropping thoughts and evaluating thoughts.
Yeah, so that's good, you know, keep processing, those are amazing. Actually, that's the way it should be, you know, process our practice. Thank you so much for sharing that part. Anything else? Any other thoughts? Yeah. So other day, some people start to talk about the politics. I was there too, because you know different people have different political opinions and ideas and belief system. Then they don't know what I am thinking about that too. So they really want to put me into the situation too. So then, you know, where you talk about it, I was always kind of listening, not putting my ideas into that. And then people always asking, what do you think about it? I said, you know, I'm still processing. That's the only way I can escape. Yeah, that's how I answer. Still I'm thinking and processing. So I don't want to, because I know if I give yes or no, whatever answer, they don't like it. I know that, you know, one group of people like it, one group of people don't like it. So therefore, the best answer, I can be in the middle. I have my own idea about it, but I can say, oh, still I'm processing. I still am thinking. So that way, I don't get upset. They don't get upset. I maintain the peace. You know, then, you know, one person, oh my God, you are very smart. I know what you are doing. I said, if you know what I'm doing, that's great. So I don't want to be the part of one side, you know, person. So I want to be in the middle part, you know. My personal view about it, you know, is a different story. It's my personal life, you know. So that's why I deal with those difficult situations. Yes, Steve?
Oh, I was just thinking that being uncomfortable
would
really be alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Feed
right.
Or not say anything, walk away, then you're right, deal with it. But you're always going to be facing uncomfortable situations, and you just have to learn, okay, how are you going to react? Are you going to stand up for your values, if that's important? So it's a waste of my energy.
Yeah.
Just increase my suffering.
Right, exactly. I think there is no any harmful things happening in that discussion to you or somebody else or life-threatening. Better to just listen and being in that moment of uncomfortable moment, and you can see how you feel about it, how you are going to process about it. You know, you can learn about yourself in that moment. You put into that situation while people are talking about those kind of things. How am I going to feel myself right now? You know, so then you can see your weaknesses, how you are reacting to the situation, even you are not using the words. And so sometimes that uncomfortable feeling is so wonderful, actually, giving you more strength and awareness for you to understand about your own feeling. So I think, you know, no need to, if it is very unhealthy or life-threatening, of course you have to run away from the situation. If not, better to be there with that uncomfortable pain instead of getting up and walking away. I don't suggest that. That means you are not really facing to the problem, you are escaping it. So that's not the better way to do that. Just be there. Then the same time, we can see, sometimes I'm thinking, I know, people are just talking. What are the difference they are going to make in the, after this discussion? Nothing. So then I can see, it's their own ignorance. They get mad about each other and talk and lose the friendship or whatever it is, then they go home. Then after they go home, they cannot sleep. They keep thinking. They are so upset with the friends. And so I don't want to be the part of those things. It's very, very interesting to see that. So every situation I see my practice, those kind of situations, instead of looking at they are wrong, what the heck they are doing, you know, they are crazy. Instead of thinking like that, thinking about it's helping for me to learn about myself. How beautiful that. Right, exactly.
So saying, you know, I'm still processing, mm-hmm. is actually a state of truth.
Right, exactly.
Because I might change my mind 5 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, everyday things are changing anyway. Right?
Nietzsche once had a really good definition of truth. Normally we think of truth as a property of the state.
Right.
The sun is up, or it's daytime.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm,
the truth is the ability to launch an attack right. on
your most deeply held convictions.
Right.
To realize that those
are all tenuous. Yeah. That's wonderful. That's great. So anything else? Any other thoughts? Yeah. I was just wondering also, like, when you're in the process,
yes, most of those things are the conditioned mind. Mainly we are so conditioned to think like that. So therefore it's a kind of habitual patterns. Always keep coming. So my suggestion for you, so when you see that experience, that habitual patterns keep coming, be aware about it. You know, all the time recognize it. I can see it is keep coming. So when you are more aware about that pattern, then you can break that habit. Otherwise, when you are reacting to that patterns, then you are building up again and again more and more. And also the second thing, those things, when they come to your mind, you can closely watch and observe instead of making them negative, label them negative. Oh, this experience may be giving me some wisdom if I'm aware about it. If you are not open to it, you don't get it. So if you just label, oh, it's negative, this is crazy, I don't want to think about that, don't think like that. No, no, no. Why it is coming to my mind, maybe I can learn something from it. Use it. So I always use the word garbage. So people don't like garbage. But hating the garbage doesn't make any sense. So we have to change our perspective. This garbage turned into compost one day. So then I can use it again. So therefore that, you know, all the garbage, whatever come to your mind, change your perspective, don't hate it, I'm going to use it, this garbage turn into something good. You know, that's the analogy I always using. So otherwise those negativities always, always coming. That's a part of our existence anyway. So what mindfulness or our practice does, preparing our mind and thoughts and senses, how to face to them. That's the meditation is all about. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So be aware about it instead of pushing them out. So pushing them out doesn't help. You know, they are keep coming back. And also what I do, everything, something negative keep coming to my mind, I'm just looking at them, then I'm kind of friendly with them. you know, usually we don't like it. Instead of that, I'm smiling to it. I keep watching it. It happened yesterday in my mind, some situation. I was exercising myself that moment. It came to my mind. Then I was, I don't like this. Right? So then I was thinking, why it is keep coming to my mind? Maybe that experience trying to teach me something. So how about that? I aware about that lesson. So then next minute is totally fine. It's not an issue. Why I change my perspective about it? It is so amazing, right? So just, you know, opposite side of the coin is right there. But we are not open to learn and realize that, right? Yeah. Right, exactly. Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. It's amazing, this mind. How, you know, who did this? Who did this? Right, exactly. Who did this? That's why I'm all asking, who did? I did it. When I did it, I don't know. Maybe I did right after I born into this world. I keep building this story. You know, then other people become a part of that building story, maybe my parents, my brothers and sisters and the world and the society, politics. And so all those pieces I bring into my life, I build the whole story. Then after 60 years later, now I'm crazy, then I cannot remember who did this. Then we are thinking, oh, you know, maybe political leaders did it. So other people did it, my mother did it, my father did it. No, they didn't ask you to do that. You did it to yourself. You know, so you can understand that when you are aware about it. So according to the Buddhist teaching, sometimes we are responsible for all the conditioned mind what we have in this life right now, but according to the teaching, is go beyond that. Maybe you build so many lifestyles in our lifetime, previous lives too. Forget about that, no need to worry about that right now. However, you can see right now there is an issue. So better to focus on that instead of keep going back and, you know, hundred of lifetime. So this lifetime you can figure it out. So my point is, if you break that conditioned mind in this moment, then you are not participating or you are not contributing to continue it again and again and again. So what we are doing while we are practicing, we are interacting with that conditioned mind, try to break that tradition not to continue. Now when children come to me, you know, children come to me and talk about negatively about the parents, oh, my father also like that, my mother also like that, I got this behavior from them. Then I'm asking, do you want to continue that? That same behavior? Then they are kind of, oh, I don't like it at all. Then I said, you know, one young father, he talked to me yesterday. Then I said, if you really believe you got it from your conditioned community or parents or whoever around your life, now you have it, then do you want to give your own daughter the same thing? Then he was kind of quiet over the phone. I said, I'm asking you again. Now you feel it, you feel the frustration, you feel the difficulty, you feel the pain and everything. Do you really like to give it to your daughter? Then he said, no, I don't want to. I said, that's your responsibility, break that thread then. If you can break it now, then your daughter is not carrying it. Otherwise, whatever you experience, the same negative mind you are creating in your household with your wife and your children, then you are supporting to continue it to the next generation. So when you are practicing meditation, what exactly happening? It is so amazing to me. We are not contributing, you know, this continuation to the next. How wonderful that. That means you are reducing the negative energy impact in this world. It is so powerful to me. Now think about, now when I'm thinking about my father, he is a tough person. You know, the way his upbringing and all those things, not really bad thing, but his character, way he is thinking, is, I know I have it too. Not in the same level, but same genetic. I know the good thing about it, I recognize it. Then I always think, you know, even I talked to my sister this morning, I said, I don't want to continue that. So I recognize it. Because I'm so grateful I became a monk, I took the different journey, so therefore I'm not a part of it anymore. So then I asked, do you want to continue the same thing? Then she said, no. Then I said, just surrender then. It's hard. It's hard. She said, you know, she doesn't want to, right? But I said, there's no choices, no options. Then I said, you know, behave, you know, finally I said, behave, you have a monk in the family. So that means you have to have a little bit more benefit you can receive. You know, you have opportunity to think like that. Then she said, yes, now I cannot go that direction because you are there, right? I said, you know, even I am here, I am trying so hard to continue my practice. If you cannot get it from me, it is so unfortunate. You have that opportunity right there in the family, but you don't get it. How sad it is. Then she said, oh, it makes sense. Even it is hard. She get it. So that's what I'm asking. Don't continue it. Just break the tradition, that negative tradition. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, everybody, and appreciate it. Anybody new today? No, right? New people? Okay. Thank you. Please stand up.